What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two, and we're going to go right back to the phone lines now. Peter in Los Angeles, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. been gone for a little bit, had a moved, relocated a little bit. But at any rate, listen, Mike, I've been listening to the people calling about the Liberty. And by the way, Admiral Thomas Moore, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, found, along with Dean Rusk, who was the Secretary of State at the time, and numerous other people, have found it to be completely on purpose, planned mm-hmm. thing that the Israelis hit the Liberty. The NSA has tapes of the cockpit chatter. The point that the gentleman made just now, where they questioned, oh, that's an American ship, there's an American flag flying. You know what? That's not a good guy. Tons of people during Nuremberg were executed, and their defense was, I was following orders, and they executed
yes.
them anyway.
Yes.
And that's an illegal order. Just the illegal orders, if they were even orders, if they're just not spontaneous, horrible, barbarity of shooting that beautiful Palestinian nurse, or withholding medical to that cousin of Tamini who had half his head, blown away by a thing, or all the on and on and on, all the atrocities that they do. But
yes.
there's, they're all guilty just following orders things. And then there's, I get upset when they talk about the, quote, like the good Germans, the good Jews, who really just, they don't know much about it or whatever. Well, you know what? They tolerate all these organizations like the ADL that ruins, a lot of Jews' lives and just ruins their careers, runs them out of whatever they're doing. All these organizations that shut people up and shut people down, and they tolerate it. Then with their silence, they tolerate it. They tolerate the benefits of it, too, that you can't screw them because they can sick the ADL on you as well. So
yes.
I don't buy any of that stuff, Mike. Unless you're actively opposed, and you can count, Gilad Atzmon and Norman Finkelstein and Max Blumenthal and Philip Weiss and you're Avneri. You can almost count them on two hands. The only people who truly speak out. The rest of the people are compliant. And frankly, they are accessories after the fact. And my criteria, like you've got a caller in here, Mark, who himself was I think he's a sort of a secular Jew, but was born but didn't practice. But he participated voluntarily in the U.S. military, not the Israeli military, the U.S. military. Mm-hmm. His sons did. He's an American before he, that's my type of guy. And he recognizes what's right and wrong and calls it like it is. But, the people who don't, who shot other people down, who label them anti-Semites and all the other crap, ruin careers and refuse to get tenure to professors or get professors fired, overwhelmingly, the Jewish community knows about this and they remain silent. And they are mm-hmm. completely – that's why those people, in my opinion – our fifth column. I sent you some stuff a while back, and I dug this up. I believe it was, I can't even remember who it was, a couple months back, where they said there were more American-born Jews serving in the Israeli Army, armed forces, than in the American Army. And this
yes.
was a Jewish publication. Also, there were more British-born Jews serving in the Israeli army than in the British army. And then you have Sheldon Adelson saying how, I had the American uniform on, but I'm sorry that I did. I really wanted to be in the Israeli, military. And by the way, my wife was, he says, and my kid wants to be a sniper, just like those guys in Gaza wants to be a sniper. And
that's pretty cool.
As Americans as well.
That's pretty cool.
And, And he bankrolls the entire, I mean, you know, he bankrolled the whole policy thing on Iran. He bankrolled the whole policy thing on Jerusalem. I mean, he owns Trump.
So yes.
That's the fifth column. And the people who don't actively come out and say, yes, that's what's going on. That's the fifth column. That's unjust. That's immoral and wrong. Shooting down 1,300 people in one day, that's wrong. And they don't, you know, or you know, if they don't come out and say that, then, you know, frankly, they're part of the problem. They need to get out. They need to go where their bread is buttered, and it ain't here.
You know, I look at the media's silence on what's happening in Gaza, and I'm reminded of this incident that happened back during the second war in Iraq, where this U.S. soldier was caught on video throwing a puppy off a cliff, and it was like headline news. How horrible, how horrible. And yet when Israel's snipers kill all these Gazans, no big deal here. Maybe Palestinians should have their dogs out there with them. So when the dogs get shot by the IDF, then the corporate media will take note, I guess, I hope.
Well, you remember over the past, you know, some of the things that have been huge things here. Back in Iraq, when they were clearing one of the Iraqi cities or whatever, and a couple of American infantrymen were going from room to room, and they caught somebody. They went through a room, and the guy put a bullet in one of the people, one of the enemy, who was already down because he didn't want somebody to his rear that he didn't know was dead. And that was a huge...
I remember that. I remember seeing the video.
Remember also one in Afghanistan where they had a couple... There was an attack on an American fire base or something, and one of the American soldiers, as awful as it sounds, peed on the bodies, pissed on the bodies of the dead guys that had just tried to kill him, and they peed on him. And that was vilified as well. The Israelis do that every day and twice as bad. Every day.
Yes.
Nobody says a word.
I mean, the Israelis routinely urinate on the Christian monuments in the Holy Land. That never gets any coverage.
Yeah, they put sewage into their farmland. They spit on them. There's a group of Israelis who go around Jerusalem and Bethlehem and so on, and they will spit on non-Jews.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. But nobody says it. Just like, remember that video we had of that drunken settler saying, we killed Jesus and blah, 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 we're proud of it, and we'll, you know, get off our land, this is our land.
The drunk settler video, that's still out there. It is. It's unfortunately a cultural personality problem. It's institutionalized. They're literally raised from birth to think this way. And one of the reasons that you don't have more than a handful of people who are speaking out about it is it's actually part of the Jewish faith that you're not allowed to publicly criticize a fellow Jew. You just zip your lip and you stay quiet and nobody's criticized publicly. And again, this is the way they're raised from birth. And, you know, I got to see a little bit of it close up during my first marriage. And I was a little shocked. I honestly thought she was kidding with me. I thought she was pulling my leg, but she was absolutely serious about this stuff. Anyway, Peter, anything else?
Well, I just want to say my very best friend is a Jewish guy, Marine Vietnam, great guy, really good sense of justice and all this. And for instance, when I sent you the stuff about with like Adelson and all this about how the party is, the both parties are owned, Saban, Adelson, Soros, and about also the information about there are more American Jews in the Israeli army than there are in ours. And mind you, this guy's a Vietnam vet and a Marine Corps combat vet. And I also sent the clip of Sheldon Adelson saying how, you know, they had raised, in a room full of people in Beverly Hills where they had raised, I don't know, $55 million in one night, friends of the IDF. And all these Hollywood luminaries, millionaires were there, and they, $55 million in one night. These are guys who bend over backwards not to pay taxes. None of their kids are in the military. You can guarantee yep. that. And yet there they are. And I sent this to him, and he goes, and he's in denial, too. Now, this is the very best of people that I know, no matter what faith. And he's in denial about it. I go, Larry, you're in freaking denial here. Are you kidding me? This is a fifth column. And he said, well, look at, it's the Christian Zionists. He tried to blame them. I go, where are they without the real Zionists? And then he goes, well, what about, Robert De Niro was there, and, he's a dual citizen of Italy. I go, are you actually comparing the Italians and the way they, the Israelis with what they're doing in our political system with the Italians and freaking Robert De Niro? This is a guy who is a great guy. And I'm telling you, the culture is denial, and it's sick. If you can't self-correct, it's sick. So.
Yep.
Anyways, that's it for me, Mike. But thanks for I'll be calling back a little more regularly now since we finally we moved to the Valley.
Okay. All right. And thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates rejoining the network. And then we're going to talk to Scott in California. Aloha, Scott. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'm on the West Coast, and I used to work on the waterfront in Oakland. And there's something I've noticed over the decades, and it's the West Coast longshoremen. So In the early 80s or the mid-80s, remember the Solidarity Movement and Gdansk or Danzig, yep. if you're a German sort? Well, when the commies cracked down on that, on the Solidarity Movement, the West Coast longshoremen boycotted all Soviet bloc ships. And about, 5 or 6 years later, the Soviet Union ceased to exist. And, you don't need to connect the dots, but it just happened. And then at one point in the it was in the 90s somewhere, they boycotted South African ships because yes. of they were getting really nasty with apartheid, and it wasn't too long. There was no South Africa as we knew it. Well, I was down on the waterfront. It's been about, 5 years ago now, and I see this picket line, and the whole waterfront shut down. This whole terminal is shut down. And the West Coast longshoremen boycotted an Israeli ship over something that happened in Gaza. I think it was when they were shooting white phosphorus on civilians, an out-and-out war crime several years ago. And yep. so the longshoremen boycotted a Zim ship. The pilots refused to bring them in, and the tugboats refused to dock them. So it doesn't happen overnight, but I've noticed this over the years. Whoever the West Coast longshoremen refused to work their vessels, and somewhere between 5 or 8 years later, the whole thing does not even exist anymore. So there's a little bright spot for our little friends in Tel Aviv.
Well, it's a possibility. I think that earlier caller was correct. People around the world are opening their eyes and realizing just how badly they've been had, not only by Israel, but by their own governments relative to Israel. And I can understand Peter's anger because I feel that as well. The United States of America, the U.S. government, is supposed to be under our control. That's the way the country was set up. And Israel has subverted our government. We're under foreign puppet rule.
Yeah, it looks that way. Something else. You think about all those dual Israeli citizens in our government or in influential positions like Chertoff, and you yes. go, okay, what if they were Bulgarians? Wouldn't people be going, hey, what are all these Bulgarians doing here? Wouldn't they be asking the question at least?
I imagine that they would be, but the real question is why we allow dual nationals inside our government when most countries absolutely forbid that. They only allow full citizens of their countries. And in many cases, like our presidency, the requirement is you be born in this country before you hold office.
Right.
And whoever came up with this idea that it was okay to have all of these Israelis inside the U.S. government, to me, that was a betrayal of our country right there.
Well, of course, but then that just implies they're calling the shots. It's the end of that conversation. Okay. Okay, Michael. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Roxanne in Texas. Aloha, Roxanne. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hi. Well, this past Wednesday, Nick Mulvaney, he's the Office of Management and Budget, he invited a bunch of, he was supposed to have a consumer advisory board meeting, and he took out 25 directors. Did you hear that?
Yeah, we did. We reported it yesterday.
Yeah, but he said they can be volunteers to the board, right? And since Trump's been in office, 40,000 government workers are gone, and I don't think anybody noticed. Trump just cut $35 billion out of that omnibus bill, and he cut U.S. aid, which has to be done by the Secretary of State. That's who's over that, those types of programs, and that was where Clinton did her pay-to-play, because those are the weapons and the aids to countries, so that's gone. Well, there's some good things happening. It's just, you know, Pompeo didn't even get in till April, so that's why they're blocking, and that's why they're not taking their recess.
Mitch McConnell said, you know, if you're not getting any work done, you don't get to go home and campaign in August. And obviously those members of Congress running for re-election this November are very upset about that.
Well, they want to go through also that bill, all that cuts that Trump just made. That's another real big reason. But the other one's the candy sugar coating, but they have to look at that bill of all those $35 billion he's cut. So it's a process, but it's little trickles here and there. You know, you get a couple more indictments going, and you got to go down.
Yeah, but they're all low-level people. I mean, you know, Mueller just indicted Manafort yet again for something totally unrelated to Trump-Russia collusion, okay? And I'm getting sick and tired of, you know, getting these little cracker crumbs thrown at me to say, see, we're investigating, we're doing our job. No, I want the meat. I want the Clinton Foundation investigated. I want the Clintons investigated. I want to know if Hillary was using that email server as part of an espionage operation that may have involved Imran Awan. We're now finding out that Sessions is refusing to bring any charges against Imran Awan. So he's obviously being protected as well. There's something nasty going on there. We need to get at it. And Manafort's getting indicted is not going to be a distraction to me. I'm sorry.
Well, I think the thing is Imran, because look at the judges. Trump's trying to put in 400 judges. These judges are Obama judges. How can you build? They won't do anything. But Awan is taking a plea, and he's going to turn in Schultz, Wasserman Schultz. So, I don't know. We'll see.
It's a plea bargain. Hang on, Roxanne. Imran Awan is not turning state's evidence on anybody. It's a plea bargain where he is going to plead guilty to his bank fraud situation, and then they'll give him a wrist slap on that, and it's over.
Well, we'll see. I hear so much different from the cryptographers. But anyway, okay, we'll see.
I hope you're right, because I'm getting, you know, I'm getting sick and tired of waiting for somebody in this government to actually do the job they're supposed to be doing. Roxanne, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. We're coming up here on another commercial break. Lockheed Martin has been awarded a $929 million contract. That's almost a billion with a B, to develop a hypersonic weapon to counter the hypersonic weapons already being made by Russia and China. They're playing catch up. And why Lockheed Martin, that built that F-35 piece of junk, got this contract, begs explanation. Is it politics as usual? Was somebody greasing the skids? Was there a kickback? Because after the failure of the F-35, Lockheed Martin is absolutely the last company that should be handed this kind of money to develop a cutting-edge high-technology weapon. So anyway, we're going to take another break here for commercials. When we come on back, a lot of domestic stuff going on. And again, Lady Claire in hour number three. So we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take two more phone calls, and then we're going to close the phone lines because I got a lot of news to get through before the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire. Let's start with Chris in Manhattan. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, I often hear you demand an investigation of Hillary Clinton, but I never hear you demand an investigation into Larry Silverstein or maybe the Katyn massacre or the Holocaust. Or what is it about Hillary Clinton? She's not even a nub on the poll of criminals, Jewish criminals, that we need to deal with. And that's all.
Well, first of all, Hillary's not Jewish. Hillary's not Jewish.
And Hillary is nothing compared to these criminals. Nothing. So why
I disagree.
Going up her tree is totally beyond
I disagree.
Me. Well, you disagree. I know you disagree. You made that clear. You don't even,
okay,
you don't
well,
even demand an investigation of 911 anymore.
I've got I've got dozens of pages devoted to 911. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. The reason I focus on Hillary Clinton and the reason I disagree that she's a minor player goes all the way back to Arkansas in the 1980s and the gun and drug running operation, which eventually became known as the Iran-Contra scandal, where the CIA was manufacturing untraceable military weapons and shipping them down to Nicaragua to arm the Contras. And because this was an unofficial unapproved operation. They were funding it all with tons of cocaine being brought back into the country on those same smuggling aircraft. And that cocaine was brought into the country. It was sold to our kids. And it was all done under the eye of then Governor Bill Clinton, who basically provided security, made sure that the state drug enforcement stayed away from certain airports and certain drop zones, and set up a money laundering operation involving land flips, banks, and a state agency, the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. And if you start with the amount of drugs that were brought on in, and then you look at how much the corruption that began there in Arkansas in the 1980s has spread and overtaken our entire government, you come to understand the Clintons are major, major players in terms of crime. And yes, I'm focused on them because I want an investigation. All right, last phone call, then we're going to close the lines. Chuck in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, my friend. We've had this conversation before, and we'll have it again until perhaps at some point the tripping point will reach where you realize there are not two sides to our government. This kabuki dance of collusion, which is, as you say, not a crime, okay, and all these, yes, and no prosecutions that ever amount to anything, is all just kabuki dance to keep us thinking that that Trump is our friend. He's opposing the Clintons. He's opposing all this. Nothing.
I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that. Trump has been a tremendous disappointment ever since he got into that White House. And I don't know why Mueller and Rosenstein are still trying to get Trump out, because he's given the deep state pretty much everything that they wanted.
Absolutely.
And very, very obviously, well, the corruption is in fact bipartisan.
Let me make my point here, Mike.
Okay.
My point is that this president is the most dangerous president we've ever had, because people are foolish to believe that he is not in the back rooms working absolutely with them. You're not going to get prosecuted. Don't worry about it. This is all just, as long as the enemy of my enemy is my friend, your base will continue to support you while he sells us out 100%.
Well, I think the American people, I think Trump's base have come to realize that they got duped, or either that or Trump has somehow been compromised and controlled. When he took office, they may be blackmailing him, or they may have threatened his life. Trump has turned out to be a very weak leader. He's easy to manipulate by his own cabinet. He's susceptible to flattery. He tends to go with his gut instead of thinking things all the way through. We're actually seeing the consequences of that up at the G6. Trump's going to be a one-term president, and it doesn't matter if he's impeached or not. He's not going to win re-election in 2020, and that's
never intended to.
It just doesn't happen.
He never intended to run a second time. He was here to sell us out. He was put
well,
in
he's got a 20 campaign website. He's got an organization, so he's going through the motions here. But in terms of selling the American people out, it's hardly confined to just the president. Everybody in the government is selling everybody out that they can.
Absolutely, and that's my point. But to anyone who would defend Donald Trump, to me today, I would just point out everything that he has actually done, everyone he has appointed, his war cabinet, his
yep.
bowing to Israel, absolutely, he has sold.
I'm not defending Trump. I refuse to defend him anymore. He's a disappointment. Anyway, listen, Chuck, we got to let you go. We're going to take a commercial break here. We're going to close the phone line so that I can do some news before the lovely Lady Claire joins us. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to the news here, the phone lines are closed for the moment here, especially when I get harassing calls like that that are out there just trying to push their own agenda. Apparently, a top Senate staffer has been arrested in a leak probe. This is James A. Wolf, and he's been arrested and indicted on charges of giving false statements to FBI agents in 2017 about repeated contacts with 3 reporters. Now, this guy is the former director of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee. And this story is starting to really sizzle because apparently one of the reporters that he was leaking information to was the New York Slimes, Ali Watkins, who apparently has admitted she had a 3-year romantic relationship with James A. Wolf. And the story is now starting to get a little more legs because now it's come on out. James Wolf was leaking to 4 major outlets, CNN, New York Times, NBC, and ABC. Now, is he the leak? I don't think so. But he was obviously a major leak. And leaking in and of itself is not a crime, but they've arrested and indicted him for lying to the FBI when they were trying to find out who was the leak here. Apparently, it's turned out that Wolf was accused of domestic violence in 2003 and 2004. Normally, that would be enough to strip you of a security clearance. But for some reason, James Wolf was able to hang on to his. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Robert Mueller has filed new criminal charges against President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, as well as Russian citizen and former Manafort operative Konstantin Klimnik. But none of this has anything to do with the Trump campaign. Mueller is out there fishing again. He's just out there fishing, trying to find something that justifies all the money that's been spent. Now, Bill Clinton is still out there making his book tour. He's co-authored a book with James Patterson. And it's causing a bit of a problem because he no longer has the imprimatur of being the president. And so people who are showing up at these book signing parties, they're asking questions. He got grilled on Monica Lewinsky, wasn't happy about that. Apparently, on one of his recent parties, Bill Clinton is now saying that it was all the fault of Green Party candidate Jill Stein that Hillary Clinton lost in 2016. They keep changing who they're blaming here. But Clinton basically said Stein was the preferred alternative of the Russians. So he's still out there pushing Russian collusion, only he switched away from Trump to Stein. And people weren't buying into it because Bill Clinton got asked about those 26 trips he took on the Lolita Express. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, that was the nickname of Jeffrey Epstein's private plane that he would fly down to his little pleasure crib down in the Caribbean. And it was called the Lolita Express because, as you know, Epstein was convicted of sexual activities involving underage girls. And the story is that there were a lot of underage girls down on his little private island. And a lot of very rich, famous, powerful men, including a member of the royal family, were outed for having gone down there for a little illicit fun, as it were, here. Okay, now, as you know, the Inspector General report onto the handling of the FBI, rather the Clinton email case, is going to be released in just 5 days. And already we're hearing that tremendous amounts of pressure are being brought to bear on Michael Horowitz to water it down. Because we can't damage the image of the Department of Justice and the FBI. They're all worried about their image. They don't care about the fact that they're breaking crimes and doing bad things. They've just got to protect their image. And that goes all the way back to the very beginning. When J. Edgar Hoover was head of the FBI, his number one rule was never embarrass the agency. And he was obsessed with the FBI's image. Not necessarily how it behaved, but definitely the image here. So the IG report is coming on out. What little has been leaked basically amounts to James Comey did bad, which we already knew. So I'm not expecting any bombshell revelations. In fact, it looks like it's a slow-walking whitewash again. Meanwhile, interesting story that came out of Front Page magazine, reporting on how Robert Mueller, unable to really find any connections to Russia, has started looking at connections with Israelis. And so this article is asking, is the Russia conspiracy theory about to morph into an Israeli conspiracy because of some of the contacts between the Trump campaign and Israel agents? But collusion is collusion is collusion, which, again, is actually not a crime. Meanwhile, over at Samantha Power, we need to keep focused on the fact there are so many things to keep track of in Spygate. This web of corruption that is unraveling before our eyes is just this Gordian knot. And we do need to keep paying attention to certain specific items. Now, as you will recall, Samantha Power was caught using her security clearance as UN ambassador to review private conversations by United States citizens. And according to official records, she requested the unmasking of those private citizens over 260 times in 2016. For which she was brought before the House Intelligence Committee to explain her actions. And there was an aborted attempt to say, oh, somebody was using her name and security clearance to do the unmasking. That story is no longer operational, as they like to say in Washington, D.C. But again, that's another aspect of it. A lot of spying going on. Hillary's email server, Imran Awan. Samantha Power unmasking the identities of law-abiding American citizens. Speaking of Imran Awan, apparently he, is, on top of everything else, is a bigamist. He's married or was married to two Virginia women at the same time. And one of them apparently called the police and complained that Imran was keeping her like a slave. 15 days later, gunmen shot into her family home. So that's a lot of juice over there. Boy, I used to think one day I'd like to visit Washington, D.C. I'd like to visit the National Archives and see the Declaration. I'd like to see the Air and Space Museum. But, boy, it's a rough town here. Representative Louis Gohmert is slamming the Department of Justice handling of Imran Awan's cyber breach. And came on out there and just said, we need someone assigned to the Awan case that will protect Congress from further breaches and from the Awan crime family. For heaven's sake, we need someone in the FBI to step up and do their job. Which is true. All of this stuff is happening because nobody is doing the job they're supposed to be doing, whether it's FBI, Department of Justice, Minerals Management Service, Securities Exchange Commission, FDA, USDA. They're all just sitting there parked on idle and letting corruption just run rampant across the land. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is refusing to bring charges against the Awan brothers. So they're being protected, which reinforces my idea that the spying they were doing on congressional computers was tangled up with what Hillary Clinton was doing with her private email server. And the Clinton Foundation selling U.S. secrets. Remember, the Clintons did it back in 1996. It's called Chinagate. Okay. Donald Trump seems to be caught up with celebrity worship these days. He had that meeting with Kim Kardashian, and apparently is getting ready to pardon Kim Kardashian's drug connection. But now, following that whole kerfuffle with the NFL, basically Trump is now approaching NFL players to recommend pardon candidates to basically demonstrate exactly what it is they're protesting when they kneel. I don't know how well that's going to work. Supposedly, the NFL players are protesting the escalating police violence against blacks, which, as it turns out, doesn't really exist. It's just more propaganda fanned up to play the race card going into the November elections. So I don't know if that's going to play out very well here. Getting on back to Samantha Bee, as you know, she came out calling Ivanka Trump a feckless blank, rhymes with runt. And this was on her TBS show Full Frontal. And as a result of this, I mean, everybody said, if Roseanne Barr lost her show for that tweet about Planet of the Apes, why is Samantha Bee still have her program? Well, she may not have it for long because 2/3 of her advertisers have quit the show now. And it was a tacky thing to say. It was very irresponsible. Of course, I don't like Samantha Bee anyway. This is good news for all you potheads out there. Trump has basically confirmed an intent to sign the states' rights cannabis bill that was introduced in Congress yesterday. In other words, they're going to end the federal ban on marijuana, and I imagine Jeff Sessions is going to be screaming and crying about that one. I imagine he's heavily indebted to the alcohol and tobacco industries, but it's going to be left up to the individual states. And those states that are allowing recreational marijuana, they're making a lot of money off of it. And it really is better for you than tobacco or alcohol. And for example, alcohol will kill your brain cells, but hopefully only the weak ones will die. Marijuana actually stimulates the growth of new brain cells. And I remember on the game Jeopardy, when Anderson Cooper did a celebrity match against Cheech Marin. Tommy Chong. It was against Tommy Chong. And Tommy Chong just wiped the floor with Anderson Cooper. Cooper didn't know any of the answers, and Tommy just had them right there. So don't let that goofy facade fool you. He's a very, very brilliant man. And the recreational pharmaceuticals may have contributed to that. I know in Hollywood, a lot of very creative people insisted that the more marijuana they smoked, the more creative, the more bright they got. So I'm not going to name names, though, here. A little bit of good news here for those of us who are opposed to George Soros messing about with our country. As you know, we had primaries this last week, and the blue wave did not do all that well. In fact, even the corporate media is admitting the blue wave appears to be collapsing. People are just sick to death of the snowflake liberals and they're voting conservatives. George Soros backed candidates for district attorney in Sacramento, San Diego, and Alameda counties to basically get a more progressive liberal justice system. And they all lost. And so this handed the Open Society billionaire embarrassing defeats here. So we're starting to see the backlash against liberalism, both here in the United States and in Europe. Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin has delivered his annual direct line session with the country's citizens today, and basically saying that there are ample forces in the European Union capable of ending the anti-Russian sanctions. All it takes is the political will and the courage to do it. That the United States' influence over Europe is already strained by all the tariffs and sanctions. And it's time to start straining at the leash. Now, over at Sputnik News, they have a story talking about that Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is basically opposed by the United States. And most analysts think it's all about the U.S. trying to grab the gas trade for itself. But according to John Hellevig, geopolitical analyst, he's saying the real goal is the United States wants to sever Europe and Russia economically. Just cut them off completely, which would guarantee that Europe would be forced to do business with the United States rather than have the option of going to Russia and presumably China as well. That's what it's about, creating a marketing monopoly. You will do business with us. You will buy our GMO agriculture. You will buy our manufactured goods. Now, as you know, Trump is up there in Canada at the G7. And they basically fired off a bunch of confrontational tweets. Trump is not going to get a good reception up there because of the tariff program and sanctions. Emmanuel Macron is already out there saying he's going to stand up to Trump. He's not going to back down on these issues here. And Trump, of course, is already firing back at this idea of the G6 confronting the United States. Interestingly enough, though, Donald Trump is saying that Russia should be allowed to come back into the G7 or make it the G8 again. And that's surprised a lot of people, I think. Surprised a lot of people. But yeah, that would be a good way to tone down some of the hostilities, is bring them back in. Peace through commerce. I'm sure that Trump's advisors will say, no, you don't want to do that. Too many people want that war. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
An ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. This story just now coming on in. Apparently, the IDF has started spraying the Gazan side of the border area with herbicides. And Israel is claiming that this is to improve security along the border in the light of the recent clashes. The Palestinians are saying what's actually going on is that some 420 acres of farmland have been effectively ruined, including spinach, pea, parsley, and bean crops. Now, not very good. All right, getting on back to the economic news here. Over at the Atlantic, they're running an article asking, has the Western world started shunning America? And that was an issue I raised, I think, about a week and a half ago, that the abandonment of diplomacy and negotiation and this chest-thumping approach to foreign policy was going to alienate a lot of our traditional allies. And according to the Atlantic, yeah, that does seem to be happening. Now, part of the problem is the United States doesn't have anything to negotiate with other than do what we say or we will bomb you, which apparently does seem to be part of the foreign policy posture here. Let's see. American officials are now touring the globe trying to pressure countries to cut off all trade with Iran. They're running into resistance, to put it mildly, basically saying to the Americans, you're not welcome here. We're not obligated to follow your laws. So America's empire is in decline. All right, let's talk about the economic news, or at least a little bit of it, until the Lady Claire joins us. Apparently, 8 Israelis have been arrested in the Philippines for running a multi-million dollar online scam that involved Bitcoin currencies, a cryptocurrency, and supposed online investments. And the Israelis were arrested in raids carried out by local police at 3 offices in the city of Angeles. So you understand my concerns about cryptocurrencies, that like anything else, they can be used for good or for bad, but they can be manipulated and turned into a Ponzi scheme. Trump's Justice Department has now affirmed that Obamacare is, in fact, unconstitutional. And this came from Attorney General Jeff Sessions, saying that the Justice Department will no longer defend the constitutionality of Obamacare. And Sessions says that the individual mandate has become unconstitutional. So that is also falling apart. At least Jeff Sessions finally did one thing right. Financial guru Peter Schiff is out there saying it may look like the United States is prosperous. It's an illusion. It's a phony prosperity. He's absolutely right. It's all being held together with spit and baling wire. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.